Chapter 14. On the 5th of June, Don Taylor paid another call to Sam Hugh Park. He planned to catch him unawares. But when he arrived, he discovered Sam Hugh was gone. Richard McCracken stood up from behind his desk, clearly agitated by the policeman's visit. "Sam Hugh is on vacation in Salt Lake City. He and Gary Shoup went up there to visit a friend who's in the hospital."
"When is he scheduled to return?"
"This coming Thursday. He said there was nothing wrong with him leaving the state. He said he hadn't been charged with anything. That's right, isn't it? You're not here to arrest me for taking him to the airport."
Taylor let out a long sigh that did not hide his exasperation.
"No, I'm only here to follow up on our last interview."
"What can you tell me about Sam Hugh's law practice? Was it successful? Was he making money?"
McCracken told him that Sam Hugh's collections were down, that he owed somewhere between $45,000 and $65,000 to two different banks.
"He also has a few hot checks out."
Taylor raised his eyebrows.
"That's interesting. Go on."
He'd been around McCracken enough to know that he couldn't keep from telling things he knew he shouldn't.
"Sam Hugh told me before his mother went on her trip that he was going to ask her for help. I don't know if he did or not. Maybe he decided to wait until she got back."
Taylor smiled and winked.
"Maybe he did ask her, and she said no."
"I have no idea, and that's the truth."
Taylor thought he was going to hit the jackpot with McCracken. "I understand Sam Hugh has moved into his mother's home. Did he take all his boys with him?"
"I'm not sure. This has me so upset. I don't know if my life is in danger or not. I do feel safer knowing that Sam Hugh is gone for now."
"Does Sam Hugh know the way you feel?" asked Taylor. McCracken began to sob.
"Of course he doesn't. And please, I beg of you, don't tell him. I need this job. I have bills to pay. He's got just enough in his office account to keep me on for 2 months. Do you know how hard it is to get a job these days?"
Taylor nodded.
"We want you to take a polygraph test."
McCracken sobbed louder.
"Do you think I killed Ruiann? I didn't. I swear to God, I was home asleep when she was killed."
"We're investigating everyone connected to this case in any way, shape, or form. I don't know who is guilty, but I'm sure as hell going to find out. If you know anything, you better tell me."
"I apologize for crying," he said, reaching for a Kleenex and pulling it dramatically out of the box. "This has got me so upset. I can't sleep at night. I've asked the doctor for something for my nerves."
"You be at the Van Buren police station tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Investigator W.B. Baskin will administer the test."
Taylor said goodbye and left the office. He climbed into his police car, but before he turned on the ignition, he lit a cigarette. He smiled, knowing that Richard McCracken would not get a good night's sleep tonight. McCracken was going to help him nail Sam Hugh Park for his mother's death. He had killed her, and it was only a matter of time until he or one of his queer buddies told him so. McCracken watched out the window as Taylor finally backed out and drove away. He took a silver flask out of his desk drawer. The flask was a gift from a pharmacist in Conway before he was sent to prison for filling too many phony prescriptions. That had been a sweet time in McCracken's life. He had a nice little apartment on Rebsamen Park Road in Little Rock, a membership to Gold's Gym, and a tidy allowance. He was only 25 then, and he often posed for gay men's magazines. But that was then, and now he lived in a trailer and might be murdered before the day was over. He began to sob again. He didn't deserve this. He didn't deserve this at all. He put the flask to his mouth, but was astonished to find it empty. He threw it back into the drawer and cried some more. The phone didn't ring for the rest of the afternoon. Nobody wanted a lawyer who might have killed his mother. He knew Sam Hugh's visit to a sick friend was an excuse for going on a bender. Hell, Sam Hugh was drunk when he got on the plane. He was surprised the guy at the counter sold him a ticket. That night, at home in his trailer, Richard plotted out what he would say the next day at the police station. If Sam Hugh didn't kill his mother, then who did? They fought all the time, but then they always made up. Sam Hugh could say cruel things when he was drunk, but the next day he always apologized. He probably picked up a poker and hit her because she wouldn't give him any more money. Yes, while Sam Hugh is gone, he'll tell that Mr. Baskin fellow what he really thinks happened. It never hurts to get in good with the police. Before he went to sleep, he called Rusty Myers.
Hey, Rusty, I just need someone to talk to. Do you have a minute?
Rusty and Linda Myers had been working in their backyard on 7th Circle, which was located up a hill northwest from the park house.
What's the matter? Has something happened to Sam Hugh?
Oh, no, I'm feeling a little scared. That Taylor guy wants me to come in for a lie detector test.
Rusty sighed, relieved he didn't have to leave his house and bail Sam Hugh out of some mess.
That guy's been dogging me, too. He thinks Sam Hugh and I were involved in some business scheme, and Sam Hugh killed his mother to get money for the investment. Hell, you know how Sam Hugh and I were always talking about this property or that property. Taylor showed up on our doorstep minutes before we were to leave for Rui's funeral. He told me he'd taken a bunch of psychology courses, and it was a fact that homosexuals had a love-hate relationship with their mother. He's a jerk. Don't worry, just go down and tell the truth as you understand it.
You can do that, can't you, Richard?